All right, it feels good to be back at the helm of my media empire. Just kidding. The Starving Artist God. We are back after a fairly decently long vacation. I'm going to start doing these podcasts more regularly now. We got a great show. I have some great tips from my time off. Two in particular that are going to kind of blow your mind. And we got some great music coming straight from New York. We got a band called Aaron Hill and her psychedelic harp, My Cousin the Emperor, and a real cool jazz act. I guess it wouldn't be really jazz. He's kind of like a freestyler. His name's AKA Poez. He's an incredible artist that you'll be hearing first. And we got a few surprises. We got an interview coming up in a little bit. So let's get into my vacation. I got to go to Maine for a little while with my family. And for me to go home, I go up the Amtrak line. It costs about $60 to get to my parents' house upstate in Albany. And, you know, that's kind of a pretty hefty chunk of change. And it came to my attention. Someone had mentioned this. I think it was a lady friend of mine. She was riding the Megabus out to Philadelphia. And I said, "What's a Megabus?" And she's like, "Oh, it's a bus company that does incredibly low fares. Somehow, some way. We don't actually know how." But I ended up getting back to New York City on a bus that cost $5 with a 50-cent registration fee online. I booked it the night before, and now I'm seriously considering taking it all the way down to Washington, D.C., which costs about $8. You can register up to 45 days in advance. They always have a couple seats on each bus that go for $1. So it's really incredible. You can get incredibly far distances for an incredibly cheap fare. So if I did it for $5, a normal Greyhound bus is $35. So it was 1/7 of the price somehow. And it's just a regular Greyhound bus, basically. But so check that out. You can get buses out of Penn Station all across the Eastern Seaboard for really cheap. You can get even all the way up to Toronto for, I think, about the cost of like a regular bus ticket to Albany, about $40, $30 or $40, and probably even cheaper if you order ahead of time. So that's megabus.com. And since we're at it, might as well mention Bolt Bus is a similar company, and they guarantee a $1 fare, as well as they have Wi-Fi access on their buses. So that's pretty cool. Let's get to our first act. We're going to go for AKA Poez. It's a short little piece called Spontaneous Combustion. He's got some really great reviews. He was reviewed by the New York Times, and they called him a pioneer of spoken word on its front page of the Metro section about New York column. He's got a really cool voice. Check it out. This is called Spontaneous Combustion, only on the Starving Artist Guide.
This is about something that happened very quickly. This is called Spontaneous Combustion. Spontaneous combustion. Red, orange, yellow, blue flame, white chalk, white, red, white, flash. in the middle of the night like sugar white, sugar burning any hidden place. Spontaneous combustion. When the mooks mate, when the salivate, as they congregate, deviate too much, it's too late. Mooks mate by virtue of the way they can relate to spontaneous combustion. Molecules and solid things careen, create their chemical stain, add what they want to whatever they bring. Freedom to energy, silence for the lightning, too flashy, take wings, so we'll solitude, mix them all a little brightening. Spontaneous combustion, are you listening out there?
All right, that was Poaz with Spontaneous Combustion. You can check out copies of his CD at nimbitmusic.com/aka Poaz. That's P-O-E-Z. He's got some great stuff out there, so check him out. So I got some big news. I get to go to the VMAs tonight. Not as a performer. That would be awesome, but not going to happen, at least for a couple of years. But I get to go see Muse, and they're playing up on 48th Street on the upper, well, it's Midtown West. And I get to go for free. And this is one of the next tips that I want to give you guys. Check out oneiota.com. It's the letter, or the number one, duh, and iota.com. It's I-O-T-A. Very cool website. Just peruse it, check it out. They basically get free tickets to sponsored events. So the VMAs is sponsoring Muse to come and play their show. So they're going to give out free tickets. And I just got lucky enough to find it in time. So I got to go see them. They're going to be performing a full set. And it's only about 1,000 people in the audience. So I'm really pumped to go see that. They're one of my favorite bands. I put them on my, you know, top bands to see before I die. So I'll get to scratch them off the list. And all thanks to oneiota.com. Let's see here. We're going to do another song here. This is, you know, I'm really starting to dig the variation in music and just the all-around creative people that are coming to the website, starvingartistguide.com, and getting their stuff heard through sonicbids.com. This is Erin Hill and her psychedelic harp. She's listed in the Celtic genre, and she's a self-prescribed singer, harpist, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and science fiction geek in her bio. So she's got a great song called Blue Slide. She's coming straight out from New York, New York. Check it out. Blue Slide, only on the Starving Artist Guide.
Down there, it's beautiful.
All right, that was Erin Hill and her Psychedelic Harp with her hit single, Blue Slide. She's going to be playing tomorrow at Union Hall in Brooklyn, New York. She's going to be going on at 8 o'clock. She's also been playing Marble Church September 23rd in New York. And she's going to be playing at the World Cafe in Philadelphia on the 26th at 1 p.m. So check her out. You can also check more of her songs out at erinhill.com. All right, so we got a special guest today, a dancer, and her name is Michelle. And she's going to just tell us a little bit about dancing. I have never interviewed a dancer on this site or on this podcast, so I'm kind of excited. I want to kind of get some of the insight that she has about getting, renting performance spaces and what that generally goes into being a dancer in New York City. So let's look forward to that. Also, while I'm at it, I mean, I'm kind of doling out the tips today. If you want to go check out a free movie screening, you can go to nycmoviescreenings.com and sign up for their mailing list, and they can send you emails about basically exactly what I just said. They're going to give you free passes to go see movies. So check that out, because it's pretty awesome. All right. Before we get to our interview with Michelle, I'm going to go over one more song here. I'm going to play one more song. It's called Heartbeats by the band Augustine. This is one of the coolest tracks that's ever been submitted to me. It's got kind of like a folk heart to the song, but they're playing auto-tune, and there's kind of like a rap part. So it's pretty cool. They're coming out of Florida. It's a band called Augustine and their track Heartbeats, only on the Starving Artist Guide.
Sent to me, it's texting me like the army. You make me be all I can be. I once heard that love was blind, yet your face is all I see. I keep my chin to the sky when I get high, and click your heels three times. Until this world will say goodbye. Yeah, you and me together, rain and sunny weather, with so much bliss. This I can't resist.
Heartbeat, yeah.
I see you and me
getting high.
All right, we're here with Michelle Montioni. I said it right?
Yeah.
Montioni.
Well, it depends on what region, I suppose.
That is true. You're a, I would say, a professional dancer. So, and you're the only dancer that I've ever interviewed for my show. So, you're going to, I guess, just kind of shed some light on what it takes to be a dancer in New York City. And if possible, how do you make money as a dancer in New York City?
You don't.
It's not possible. Is that what you're saying?
You don't make money as a dancer.
At all?
For the most part. Well, it depends on what type of dance and genre. So.
One day, maybe.
One day.
You always have to.
Well, dancers and. See, for musicians, it might necessarily be easier because when you're creating a dance, you have like 5 or 6 or 7 dancers when you're choreographing, but you have one pianist playing. So they pay the pianist, but they don't pay the dancers for the performance.
Really?
Because there's one pianist versus 7 dancers.
That's true.
So.
So you get. So what would your first recommendation be to someone who graduates with a dance degree, such as yourself?
Well, when you follow your heart, you have to try to figure out how you're going to pay the bills. And for me, I just sort of lucked out.
Exactly. So you still get to work in the college scene.
Yes.
And you get to, you know, have your passion when you need it on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
It's tough because, I mean...
Well, people, artists in general, dancers, musicians, writers, most of us supplement our income by what? Waitering and bartending. That's not an option for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find a different avenue in order to support myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got involved with the arts administrative work.
Yeah, I mean, that you're helping art. I think there are different aspects of art, and I think that's definitely one of the most important, the actual functioning of art and the creative process. You know, you need booking and you need people there to do that. So speaking of booking, I mean, one of the main talking points is getting affordable performing arts spaces where you can do art, music, theater, and dance.
He loaded the website.
So I loaded the website. I've never used this because I kind of lucked out because I have a friend who works at a place where he gets basically free spaces. Mm-hmm. But it's New York City, NYC, PA,
spaces.org.
And let me say that again, NYC, PA, spaces.org. And there's 3 choices. You have a music space, a dance space, and a theater space link. And essentially, you get to...
It's a pretty cool site. And for the most part, it really helps to search if you want to produce your own show. Or you can refine it down to every single detail, from hardwood floors to accessibility to curtain or no curtain. Seat capacity, and there's little links to do that so that you can narrow the search on based on your needs.
Yeah, and price.
And cost.
That's one important thing. And it kind of runs the gamut. It can be anywhere from like $15 an hour to $30 an hour.
$65 an hour.
Yeah. I checked out the music spaces, and there's kind of some really cool info. It's like whether or not you can record there, if there's outlets, if there's pianos, if there's, well, they all pretty much have outlets, but it's just nice to know what you're getting into. And I don't know if there's a review section for these things. That would be a great addition to this website, but I don't know. It also tags it from which area is the most feasible for you, so pretty much every area is accounted for.
I think New York City Performing Arts Spaces is a project of Fractured Atlas, which is a organization that can serve as your fiscal sponsor.
Really?
And does everybody know what a fiscal sponsor is?
They give you money.
They give you money.
You need it.
Well, also, you generally, they represent you in the nonprofit status.
That's very cool.
Instead of incorporating yourself, which is a whole different process and much legalese. Everybody knows about volunteer lawyers for the arts.
Yep. Okay. I don't, actually.
So
I just pretended that I did.
But LA,
what is it? What is it? Describe
volunteer
it.
Lawyers for the arts. You make an appointment and you go speak to them and they help you charter your process. But fiscal sponsors also do that. But some of the legalese, let's say you just want to make your own company. So they'll probably help you do the incorporation status.
And copywriting and stuff.
Copywriting and so on, and title search and all that.
That's very cool. And it's a volunteer
lawyers for the arts
program. That's
yes.
Really awesome. So if anyone needs any lawyers and is an artist or dancer or is in the arts, check that out. Google it, because I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to load that.
I think it's VLA. I mean, that's what they say.
Very cool.
For short.
So let's wrap it up real quick, because I need to put this into post-production before I go to the VMAs.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be
I'm
awesome.
Sure it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really pumped. And I always try to end the my podcast with the question, if you could go back to when you first, you know, felt the passion of dance, what would your advice be, you know, 10, 15 years down the road? What would you say to your earlier self?
So think of, like, my inner old woman or your inner old man, and what would that advice be?
Right now. Right here and right now.
Oh, crap. Gonna have to give me a minute. Okay, so my advice for myself, or perhaps for others in general, is get out of your own way. You are the only person who can get in your own way. Yeah, there are going to be roadblocks that you're going to face because of people, but if you really want to do it, you'll find a way to get it done. And so only you yourself are your biggest obstacle.
I agree. That's kind of the only fear is fear itself, but in a better way, because fear, I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to. Personal fear of...
Because you're putting your heart and your soul out there, because you're creating art.
Criticism.
And that criticism, so...
It's terrifying, especially for me.
But nobody ever erected a statue to a critic. That's a quote from some artist or someone. Sorry, I can't mention who it is.
We don't need to annotate this.
But,
who cares? That's really true, and it's... It's the people that get out on the limb and take the chances that not only do better, but feel better.
Miss Frizzle, like the Magic School Bus, take chances, make mistakes, get messy.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you, Michelle Montiona. Do you have a website or anything that we can...
If you just Google my name, you'll find videos of my work from all sorts of venues that I've performed at.
Very cool. All right, so I'll put a link to one or two on the website too.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And we will hopefully see more of you to come, and when you have a show, we will put it up on the site. Thank you once again, Michelle Mantioni, professional dancer. All right, that about wraps it up for this episode of the Starving Artist Guide podcast. I'd like to thank our guest Michelle Mantioni and all the bands that submitted music. We're going to end this with a little song called A Long Way From Home by a band called My Cousin the Emperor. It's a great track, kind of folky, and I'm sure you're going to dig it. The next time they're playing live is going to be, at least in New York City, it's going to be October 10th at Tompkins Square Park. And you can check them out at myspace.com/mycousintheemperor or mycousintheemperor.com. Check it out here, and keep on keeping on. See you next week.
Save me, is you tonight. In my arms, holding tight.